Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for kicking off the weekend a bit early with us here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We're excited that you're here. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. Pam and I are getting ready for some fun Disney talk. We'll be, maybe listening to this ourselves on the way out to the Indy Disney meet this weekend. I'm leaving this afternoon. Can't wait to see all of our friends and family out in Indianapolis. Let's get to today's show, but first, a word from our sponsors. That includes our friends over at The Magic for Less Travel. They're a platinum earmarked agency. They've been there and done that to make sure that their guests have the best Disney vacations possible at the lowest cost possible as well. And don't forget, I know we've been talking a lot about 2019 and Galaxy's Edge opening late 2019 and stuff like that. There's still a lot of time to get down there for the Halloween parties, the Christmas parties, food and wine. 2018 still got a lot of great days, and you can get down there maybe sooner than later. So drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free no obligation quote while you're there, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And we're going to be working on a trip this fall, this winter, having a great time in 2018 still down at Walt Disney World. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. As I said, I'm headed over to Indianapolis this weekend with the family, and one thing I need ASAP is a new phone holder for my Jeep. It broke the other day, and where I'm going to go? I'm going to go to Amazon because I need that quick, and I need a good deal, and I can support the Be Our Guest podcast when I make my purchases on Amazon. You can do the same, and it really does help support the show. So anytime you shop online, please click through BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1372 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com, which you can listen to on your smart devices. And check that out on TuneIn as well. Lots of great music over there to get you through a Friday. And that's right, it is a Friday. It's a great Friday because we're headed out tomorrow to the Indy Disney meet out in Noblesville, Indiana at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds. Pam, Ricky, and I will be doing a live show from the main stage, but you got to stick around until the end of the day to check us out, so pace yourself. Don't eat too many nachos and brownies and all that good stuff's going to be on the back table. You'll see me back there. That's right. I'm guarding all the food, but I'm also sampling for everybody just to make sure everything's good for everybody. So we're going to have a great time raising money for Give Kids the World. Tons of fun. Come out 12 to 7 tomorrow, Hamilton County Fairgrounds, Indianapolis, Indiana for the Indy Disney Meet to benefit Give Kids the World. But today, maybe you're taking the show on the road with you as you travel the highways and byways towards central Indiana. And we're going to be riding right along with you. So, of course, we have Pam Forrester talking about riding and traveling. She has been doing just that, but not just interstate. She's been on different continents for the last little while. We have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. What's up, Pam? Two in a row.
I know, right? I'm back. I did not leave forever, just for a long time, it seemed. We've just done a lot of traveling this year, and it will not be stopping because I will be traveling to Alani later this year in October. I know, right? Man. Hello, this is the year of traveling. I know. I don't know what happened. It was like last year we spent a lot of time at Walt Disney World. This year we're all over. So anyways, looking forward to that too. Hopefully going to see our good friend George out there in Hawaii as well. But looking forward to it. It's just the year of traveling. And the thing that I have really tried to embrace this year is just the way that travel really takes you to a completely different place and space in your life, in your mind, and with the people that you get to go with. And I know that's sort of always been my philosophy, but it's really hit home. And I've tried to really focus on that. I think the past couple trips that we've taken, you know, they weren't maybe necessarily the places I ever thought I would go to, but I went, and it makes you a better person. It just does. It exposes you to so many awesome things. So I'm just going to encourage people to, buy experiences, people, not things. It will make your life richer.
Put that on the wall, or at least on an Instagram post somewhere. That'd be cool. I'm just kidding. Okay, two things for you. By the way, one, I want your frequent flyer miles so that I can fly down to Marathon Weekend for free. That's right. And second, if you don't get a selfie with the guava dog while you're out in Hawaii, you're going to be in trouble.
Love his little dog. It is the best. Just so such a cute little dog. I saw it the other day on the paddleboard.
Yes, as I was going to say, he was wakeboarding when I saw him this morning. So, yeah, you better get your selfie with him. I mean, I love George and all, but I want a selfie with you and the guava dog.
I will be making a point. And my Thai cat, hopefully.
Yes, definitely. All right, so today we're going to go back to a series that, of course, we are so great at starting series, so terrible about wrapping them up. Our last episode or show in this series was back in June. We're talking about that one thing that separates certain resorts from the others. So if there was one thing that, you know, really wanted to give you a reason to stay at this resort, this is what we're going to talk about today. And today we're focusing on the monorail resorts, the Magic Kingdom resorts. We're going to talk about the Polynesian, the Grand Floridian, the Contemporary, and we're also going to throw in Wilderness Lodge since we're in the neighborhood. We've already done the Epcot area resorts and Animal Kingdom Lodge back in June. So let's start off with the Polynesian. I think this one's a little bit tougher to kind of really put your thumb on that one thing that the Polynesian has that you cannot get anywhere else on property. So Pam, if you had to tell somebody, this is the one thing you're going to get at the Polynesian, if you stay there, this is why you stay there, what is it?
So for me, the Polynesian just screams theming. And I know that all the Disney resorts are themed. I know there are people who are like, Pam, every resort is themed. You're right. Every resort is themed. But I feel like the Polynesian does it in a way that the other resorts just can't. And there's a few reasons for that. One of them is it's been there since, hello, the beginning. The Polynesian has always been there. So the trees are more lush. The landscaping is larger and takes over. And they've had years and years to kind of tweak how that resort looks and feels. And it feels like you're in a Polynesian resort from the second that you step on property. But it's more than that. It's the smell of the Polynesian. When you walk in the lobby and when you walk through the halls, you get that smell of the Polynesian. It's the music. That kind of music just sort of encompasses you. And you just feel a little more relaxed and a little more like pulling out that Hawaiian shirt and putting it on for the day. And it's just everything about the Polynesian, from the tiki torches lit at night, to the pool with the volcano, to the sand, to the hammocks, to all of it. I just think that that theming is just over the top, up and above most of the other theming.
Yeah, you know, when I'm trying to put my thumb on one specific thing, one thing you get at the Polynesian that you really don't get anywhere else on property, and I would say if I had to pick one thing, it's the beach, watching the castle, you know, watching the fireworks over Cinderella Castle from a hammock. That is kind of the one, to me, the one unique thing you're getting at the Polynesian over the other resorts anywhere on property, because I can't say the monorail, even though that's awesome because it goes to two other resorts. I can't say, you know, good restaurants, because a lot of the deluxe restaurants have great dining options. But I think you said it very well that the Polynesian, especially as we approach 2021 and Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary, they're going to be looking, and as a traveler and as a big hardcore Disney fan, which I'm sure you are by listening to this podcast for most people, is that you're going to want to kind of take that nostalgia trip, you know? And I think this is, I mean, even to the point, didn't the Brady Bunch stay at the Polynesian, or was that not the Polynesian? Did they?
They went to Hawaii.
They went to Hawaii, okay. But it felt like the Polynesian. That's why I'm thinking that. Yeah, so I'm like, did they stay at the Polynesian? That's not right. Yeah, but it was almost like, you know, the cursed necklace and all that the Gray get. Yeah, but I mean, exactly. I'm just, it to me, and I think you said it very well, Pam, it's like, it's the ultimate relaxation vacation. What it does is, and, you know, I know that Matt and Kevin have talked about this on the 3028 podcast. It kind of harkens back to the Vacation Kingdom concept, you know, because like you walk in, you have restaurants, you have smells, you have I think everybody, at least Americans, really relate to like the tiki culture. And that really puts you in a mindset of vacation. And then you walk in the grounds. And like you said, it's lush, and especially at night with the torches. I mean, this says vacation to me a lot more than the theme next door at the Grand Floridian. That's very, very different to me. This screams casual, put on your Hawaiian shirt, flip-flops, and you're chilling out for a week as opposed to anywhere else. I mean, is that kind of what you were saying?
Yeah, it is. It's just a feeling. It's almost like a state of mind, the Polynesian. It just is, it wraps you up in this theme. And if you have time and you get the opportunity to really experience it, it's completely worth it.
All right, let's go next door to the Grand Floridian. Of course, this is Disney's flagship resort. That's, you know, what it is known as. It is one of the most deluxe places you can stay on Walt Disney World property. What would you say, Pam, is that one thing you get when you stay, when you pick the Grand Floridian, that's where you're going to stay for your trip? What is that one thing that you're really locking into at the Grand?
I think the Grand just offers a ton of activities and things to do. From their lobby, where in the evening you're going to hear the piano player, to the bar, to the orchestra that plays up there by Misner's Bar. That's something you can do. They have the boat rides for the kids that you can buy into that little adventure boat ride available for kids. They have two different pools, and one has the waterfall and slide, and one is just more casual and laid back. They have lots of things to do there. They also have cabanas by the pools. They're one of only two resorts that have full-on cabanas available for rent. The Polynesian has sort of smaller ones, but they're not the full-on cabanas by the pool that these resorts have. So it has that. It has the beach, so you can experience that. It has hammocks and stuff like that on the beach, and swings on the beach too, so you can do that. It has a walkway over to the Polynesian. It has monorail transportation over to the Magic Kingdom. There just are so many little things that you can do there at the Grand Floridian that I think it's worth considering that hotel as your destination for at least a day of your trip. Find things that you can do there to make sure that you're experiencing it and taking advantage of everything that the Grand Floridian has to offer, because there is just so much to do there.
A couple things. When you mentioned the cabanas, I started to think about, remember this, you know, this wasn't that long ago. Remember the Tomorrowland cabanas that they made? Remember that?
Right.
Like the worst idea looking back on that, like 3 years later? Like, who thought of that? Like, those were real. Was that like a nightmare that I had one night? No, that was actually something they did. And
it was.
That was crazy. Anyway, you're right. What I would say about the Grand Floridian, you hit so many of the reasons to stay there. But for me, the one thing that would make me stay at the Grand, and I got to stay there that one night down for the media event for Toy Story Land, is that this is a real splurge. I mean, if you really, really want a splurgy splurge, like, not kind of splurge. Like, to me, a splurge is Wilderness Lodge. If I'm staying at the Grand Floridian, this is a splurgy splurge. It's like a big one. And the thing is, like, you can... So stupid. But it's almost like the first time I went on a cruise, I felt like, Jack Dawson getting on the Titanic, because, like, I felt like I didn't really belong, but I was going to play it up, you know, like... like that scene where he's eating the bread at the table with all the richest people in the world. Like, I got air in my lungs. I got a good meal in front of me and life's great. I think that everybody can enjoy that. And I think you almost have to get in the mindset that this is kind of a regal kind of experience. But the thing is, on the flip side, is that when I finally stayed there, it wasn't stuffy like I expected. And I think that's what we get from many, many guests and many fans of the show, is that it seems like it would be staying in grandma's attic and it's a little stuffy, but it was not that at all.
No, and it's not. I mean, I think that is what people really think the Grand Floridian is going to be, but it really is a very comfortable resort. The rooms are a little bigger. They have some additional room categories from which you can choose. It's just in a great location. With the types of views that you can get from your room. Think about that Magic Kingdom view. It's not stuffy. It's made for everyone, kids and kids at heart. So don't feel bad. Don't feel worried about that. Don't feel worried about that. Just go and embrace it.
And of course, with the Grand Floridian, you obviously, I think it's really kind of a, there's no argument to this. They have the best on-site dining as far as elegant dining, with Citrico's, Narcoossee's, obviously, yes. Victoria and Albert's. I mean, that's definitely, talk about splurgy splurge. That's a big meal that the people will not soon forget. You also have, some other, places to eat that are more on the casual side. But Pam, would you, because I haven't eaten at any of those restaurants, but I mean, Is that a reason, if you really want to splurge on a trip, that I think the biggest thing with all these resorts is that you stay at the resort and you don't spend all your time in the theme parks, because kind of what's the point, at that point?
Yeah, it really is. And that's, the Grand Floridian has some great dining opportunities. I mean, Narcoossee's is wonderful. Citrico's is great. And the, of course, Victoria and Albert's, you can try that. But then you also have 1900 Park Fair and Gasparilla Grill. Is available there too. So lots and lots of choices. And like I said, the Polynesian is really just a walk along the path away from that. So go and enjoy.
And I can't believe I'm saying this, but don't discount the Garden Tea Room. That is a fun experience for everybody. I loved it. I wish I had one of those sandwiches right now, full size, of course. But it was, and the thing is, I didn't know what to expect. I had no clue what to expect. So I think if I can come back and say, man, that was a ton of fun. Even if Scott wouldn't have poured the hot tea down his pants, it still would have been fun. That just added a little bit more excitement to the day. But I mean, do you agree that I think there's a certain kind of person that's like, I'm never going to go to a tea room. And I was that person and I had a blast.
Yeah, I mean, there is. I think that's the beautiful thing about traveling, is that you get to try new things and you might as well try it. Take the opportunity, seize the opportunity to do something completely out of your comfort zone. You may really, really enjoy it.
And just a pro tip, when they put the little warmer, the little koozie over the teacup, check to see which end the spout's on. That's all.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
No. Oh,
God. That was, he handled it a lot better than I would. I would have been dancing around that restaurant. Anyway, let's get to the Contemporary. And of course, this is the resort right there with the monorail going through the middle of it. I think that's everybody's dream. It's like, it's kind of like living in the monorail playset that I put under the Christmas tree. So Payne, what would you say? What is the one big thing? What do you get when you stay at the Contemporary you cannot get anywhere else?
You have to go with the transportation options, I think. And I'm not just talking about the monorail, although it does run through the middle of this resort. I mean, how cool is that? Through the actual atrium, it runs through the middle of it. And that is such a cool thing. But in addition, you can also walk to the Magic Kingdom. And there's really, Walt Disney World is not a walking kind of park. It really is, it just doesn't lend itself to that. I think that people, don't realize how far away everything is. It's not like Disneyland. Disneyland, you can walk, from area to area, and it's kind of a cool thing. That's not the case at Walt Disney World. And being able to walk to the Magic Kingdom, I think, is really, really worth it. It just offers so much flexibility, and you have a lot more control over your schedule, and it's just cool to be there. I think the transportation options are like no other.
So, and I agree. And I think there's something to be said for when you can walk quickly back and forth from the Magic Kingdom, talking 10 minutes either way. Also, it's a very easy pass through security, nowadays. We didn't have to talk about that really 10 years ago as much, but that's something to think about, because they've pushed the security perimeter out a little bit, and it makes it really easy because there's not a whole lot of people walking back and forth. So that's definitely a plus for me. As far as speaking to the benefits of the Contemporary, I would also say, and Pam, you can let me know this, because you've stayed there obviously, and I have not yet. I would say that the Contemporary, especially if you get a tower theme park view room, is that this is probably, other than Animal Kingdom Lodge, the closest you can get to feeling like you're staying in a theme park, because I think that the Contemporary really feels like it's almost like an annex of Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom, in a way that Animal Kingdom Lodge feels like it's a part of the Animal Kingdom park in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does. It does. I mean, I think that it's, it's very cool that you can see the castle, Space Mountain, Big Thunder, even hear the trains from the Contemporary. And I think that's what you're talking about. That's what makes it, so special.
And of course, you got great dining over there as well. You have California Grill, which is one of your favorites on the top, with just unparalleled views. You have the waves. So, if you're a foodie, that might be a place to land too.
Yeah, absolutely. California Grill is a great choice. Lots of great options there. But then you also have The Wave. We've had some very solid meals at The Wave and really enjoyed our time there. I think Contempo Cafe is one of the better locations, quick service locations. They have some great offerings in terms of sandwiches and entrees. They always have some yummy looking cupcake and other dessert. So visit that too. And of course, how can you forget Chef Mickey's, right? I mean, everyone, just about everyone who goes to Walt Disney World at some point wants to eat at Chef Mickey's. So let's, you know, remember that one too.
Yeah, how to forget about that? That's I've been there a bunch of times, so I forgot about Chef Mickey's. All right, so let's head off the monorail, but just a quick boat ride from the Contemporary right across Bay Lake. You have Wilderness Lodge. And so for me, what I would say is, and this is exactly kind of how my progression as a Disney fan happened. You know, we used to always stay exclusively at Pop Century. Then eventually we got kind of a deal. We got a discount. We stayed at, I think the first moderate we stayed at was French Quarter. Then we tried Riverside and kind of made our way around the moderates. And that was great, you know, because it was definitely a little bit more of a, you know, bigger room, slides, you know, just more subtle thematic stuff in the resorts when we got to the moderates. But then I kind of wanted to dip my toes in to see what the deluxe resorts were all about. And I'll tell you what, the first deluxe resort I ever stayed at was the Wilderness Lodge. It's because, you know, and the thing is, the inventory of rooms has gone down over the years as far as general public rooms in the lodge itself. And so discounts were a little bit more plentiful, say, 5 years ago at the lodge. I got a really good deal. It was just a few bucks more than a moderate. And what you get at like an Animal Kingdom Lodge or a Wilderness Lodge, you definitely get a deluxe resort stay, but you're not getting quite the proximity to a theme park like you would get at, say, Beach Club, Boardwalk, Contemporary, Polynesian, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that, Grand Floridian. But what you're getting is kind of really good thematic, unity throughout the resort. You know, it's got one strong theme, very good dining, and decent transportation. I would say where Wilderness Lodge falls apart, it's transportation to the parks other than the Magic Kingdom. Just personally, I don't think the bus service is wonderful. If you have a car, you're fine. But I think what that one thing is that you get at the Wilderness Lodge for me is just, it's like that jaw-dropping lobby feel. Like when you walk in, you're like, whoa, I'm staying here? Like I get that every time. I've stayed there 4 or 5 times. And that is the one thing that draws me back is that when I walk in, I'm like, whew, like this is just, I mean, I can't believe it's real. Like it looks like a postcard to me.
I know. I agree. It's just so jaw-dropping in terms of walking in and just seeing it. It's so beautiful. But for me, I know, and this is going to be like, people are going to hear this and be like, well, I wouldn't plan my vacation because of that. But for me, the one thing that I think about every time I think of Wilderness Lodge is the music. I can't help it. So the music that plays throughout that resort in the lobby and even out by the pool and as you're walking around just fits with the Wilderness Lodge so much. It's a huge part of my experience there. And I often play that background loop at home because I love it so much. It just brings such wonderful memories. It's so peaceful. I feel like it's the perfect soundtrack to like do work to. Like you can, you know what I mean? It doesn't engage you so much that you get distracted, but it's still just so engaging and sort of inspirational. It's great to play when you're sort of just relaxing and hanging out at home. I just find it to be such a huge part of that resort, the music. It's just really, really a part of my experience at the Wilderness Lodge, and I love it.
The only problem is when I play that background loop, I walk around the house going, Tatonka, Tatonka. You got to see Dances with Wolves if you don't know what I'm talking about. Great movie. Oh, I love that movie. Tatanka. Anyway.
It does feature a lot of songs from that too.
I love that movie. By the way, they use the buffalo from right here in St. Louis. So we have a buffalo kind of preserve. And well, I mean, I'm sure that the movie's so old, I'm sure it's like the, you know, three generations down the line that we see nowadays, but yeah, those are famous buffalo from
Yeah.
Right out here in St. Louis. Anyway, who cares about that? I will say, though, looking at Wilderness Lodge, we kind of talked about the dining. We didn't really hit the dining at the Polynesian, but, you know, Wilderness Lodge, again, you have fun family thematic dining in Whispering Canyon Cafe. Yes, they still bring ketchup. Yes, they still holler. They may not holler quite as loud, but it's still just as fun. They do all the gimmicks and fun stuff. You have Roaring Fork, which to me, I think that's underrated, Pam. Am I wrong there? Because some people really are down on Roaring Fork, but I always think they have really good cupcakes, which isn't a high bar. But they have decent kind of, I would put it on the same level as like a Mara over at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
I think it's even better than Mara. I think it has more choices. I absolutely agree with you on the cupcake thing. Love that. They usually have some unique cupcake. I think they just have some good, solid choices. And plus, now they have the new place over by, and why is the name escaping me? How does that happen?
Okay, I'm going to give you the initials, GP.
And Geyser Point, thank you. That's what I needed. They have both the Geyser Point as a counter service, like a quick service location, but they also have Geyser Point Lounge, which really is sort of table service, heavy apps, and some light entrees as you sit out there in that beautiful location. And it is some great dining choices.
So here's what I'll say, kind of these four resorts, we kind of just wanted to, obviously we try to bring up topics that are fun to think about. And hopefully as you're riding along, maybe in your car to Indy or on a run this weekend or, you know, what have you in the office, maybe you're trying to think, okay, what is that one thing I would say? And hopefully that's what you're kind of playing along with us today. But it gets us thinking about these resorts because maybe your next day will be there. Maybe you've stayed there and it brings back some memories. But what I will say is, you know, I think a lot of these resorts, especially the ones we spoke about today, the Polynesian, the Grand Floridian, the Contemporary, and Wilderness Lodge, to me, you don't have to be staying there. Like, I can take advantage of these resorts when I'm staying at Pop Century. I know Ricky does when she's staying off-site many times, because the thing is, when you're at the Magic Kingdom, say you get there at Rope Drop in the morning. Well, not Ricky, but some other people. You get there at the Rope Drop in the morning, you have a good time, you do a lot of attractions, see some shows, you know, it gets to be around 2 or 3 o'clock and you've been around the crowds all day at the Magic Kingdom and you need a break. These resorts are a boat ride or a monorail ride or a quick walk in the case of Contemporary away. And you can have, because I think, you know, you mentioned Geyser Point. Well, you couldn't remember it, but I mentioned it. You kind of caught it. But the thing is, like, Geyser Point is a great way. It's a great, great place to get out of the madness, sit down, have a drink, have a decent, you know, it's not going to be an elegant meal, but it's a good hearty, you know, you can get a chicken sandwich and fries or what have you, you know, even some nicer stuff than that. But, you know, just being in that tranquil kind of Wilderness Lodge theme really kind of gets your mind to like, whew, okay, I'm out of the Magic Kingdom. And then you can go back at night for fireworks. I think you can do that with all these resorts. These resorts are there. Take advantage of them, even if you're not staying there.
No, I totally agree. It's always good, I think, to tour other Disney resorts because then you get to see where you might want to stay next. And I think that that's a big deal to really, you know, to really have that opportunity and to take advantage of it. There are so many great resorts at Walt Disney World that you need to, I'm saying this, I'm putting it out there, you need to experience more than just one of them. I think that it's a great experience. It adds to your Disney vacation. And especially for those of you who go to Disney often, consider, you know, staying at one of these resorts that has so many great amenities, and not only staying there, but taking advantage of them, because it's worth it. It makes a vacation a vacation. So consider that.
And I say, especially like you said, for those folks that travel a lot to Walt Disney World, what I would challenge you to do, we kind of talked about this a lot. I don't know what happened on Wednesday. It kind of turned into the split stay question show. But you know what? Like, you know, stay at the resort you want to, Pop Century, All-Star Sports, you know, French Quarter, whatever you have you for the majority of your stay. But maybe for the last day or the last night or two, switch over to Wilderness Lodge or, you know, switch over to the Polynesian, but don't go to the parks those days. Just soak it in. I think that's a great way to get that first taste of deluxe accommodations, because if you don't have tickets, you're not so tempted to go into the parks. I know it's hard because you're right there in the Magic Kingdom area, but really, those are some great resorts just standing on themselves.
Yeah, I agree. Disney is so much more than the parks. And if you don't take advantage of that, I feel like you're missing some of it. So,
all right, let me ask you one question before we get out of here, and I'll see you tomorrow in Indy. So you're working in your office this evening, and all of a sudden a phone call comes. It's Eisner. It's not see, I can't remember. It's Iger.
See,
Iger,
we're
whatever.
Helping each other out here.
We're getting too old. I know, we're getting so old. Our our memories are shot. But okay, so he calls and he's like, "Pam, you know, you've been a good steward. We see that you really are a Disney fan. You've passed the test, and you get to stay at one of the four resorts that your last podcast had us checking out while I was out there watching somebody else cut my grass. Which one are you going to pick? You get to go there, so you get to go to Wilderness Lodge, Polynesian, Contemporary, or Grand Floridian. Which one are you going to pick and why? If you just had it right off the top of your head right now, where are you headed for a 3-day stay?
So this is for right now because it changes all the time for me. It absolutely does. But I'm telling you right now, I'm staying at the Grand Floridian. And the reason why is not the feature pool, that main pool, but that other pool. And it's still hot in Walt Disney World. So this is why this applies. It's not nearly as busy. They typically have a lot of seats, and it is just so relaxing to be there because guess what? The soundtrack for the resort plays there the whole day. They don't have the folks come with the cart, with the kids' activities and the music. I know, right? At some point in time, I miss just quiet days by the pool, and you can have it there.
But they don't play Who Let the Dogs Out for you or anything like that and have some the balloon races? Come on now.
No, they do not.
It's so good. I'm taking the Polynesian just because I want to throw on a shirt and relax. I need it. So,
there
you
go. Oh, my
gosh. Well, it's kind of a fun way to talk about those results. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We want to hear what you have to say, so drop on the Facebook group, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us your thoughts there. Also, we are going to attempt to broadcast from the Indy Disney Meet tomorrow on the Facebook page. So check in there throughout the day, and we're going to actually try to do the live broadcast on Facebook as well. We have some technology, which, crossing our fingers, it'll work. So check in. We're going to be on the main stage around, I believe, 6 or 6:30 Eastern. So check that out. But we'll be there at noon, so we'll be going live throughout the day to kind of give you the events of the day. Again, if you're in the central United States, drop by the Indy Disney Meet. It's in Hamilton, the Hamilton County Fairgrounds in Noblesville, Indiana, noon to 7 tomorrow. So hope to see you there. Raise the money for Give Kids the World. And that's going to do it for today's podcast. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Still plenty of time in 2018. I know we talked about 2019 for quite a while, just getting you excited because there's so much happening in 2019. But you know what? Let's don't wish away the rest of this year where the Halloween parties have started. Guys, happy Halloween. Pam, can you believe it? It's already Halloween. It's still 112 degrees, but it's Halloween.
I know. Happy Halloween.
That's so nuts.
And there look to be some fun things this year. So
I heard that they're giving out, now this is, don't hold me to this, but I saw for the first party, they were giving out starter bags for the candy. And I think somebody reported that those pieces of candy, they gave you one of each, a Twix bar or Reese's. And you know what? This is the good stuff too, by the way. It's not the cheap stuff like we give out at our house. And I think they said that initial 6 or 7 pieces of candy that came in the starter bag was frozen. How awesome is that? I love frozen chocolate. It's so good.
I know. Now I want to go down and do a Halloween party. So
Me too. So, there's still the Food and Wine Festival, the Halloween party. Of course, the Christmas party will be starting as soon as Halloween ends. Boom, it'll be Christmas. So you got plenty of time to get down there in 2018. So drop by the Magic for Less today. Fill out that free no obligation quote form. Maybe a trip is in the works still for 2018. Then you can worry about 2019, but get one in now. You don't want to have to wait a whole year. Let's have some fun right now. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. And again, thanks for your support of the show through all of your purchases on Amazon. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. We've got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And we'd love to see you over there because we're going to have lots of coverage from the Indy Disney Meet this weekend. All right, we're going to let you go and wish you a great weekend. And for everybody traveling, please be careful out there on the roads, and we'll see you tomorrow. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.